Welcome back to the Welsh Sports Show, and today we have a very special guest ahead of this weekend's Cage Warriors 100 in Cardiff in the Ice Arena that sees Jack Tang Shaw fight for the world title, as well as a load of other Welsh talent on display. And who better to preview those Welsh talents than a man who's deeply embedded into the Welsh MMA scene. He's the announcer for the amateur card on the night, and a man who knows a lot about this sport. So without further ado, is the Cage Warriors 100 preview show with Howell Chaplin.
I'm Howell Chaplin, and I'm the MC for the undercard of the Cage Warriors event in Wales. So I'll be the one introducing the amateur fighters and announcing the results at the end of the bout.
How long have you been doing this, with Cage Warriors, and how did you first get into it? Because I mean, I don't know how someone even gets into announcing.
Trust me, I didn't know myself before I got into it. I just knew I fancied it. To be fair, the way I got into it was, I've always really loved MMA, and I've always been a fan of the sport. And I used to go to the Pain Pit events because I used to train with Shaky and Tulare Combat, and we used to give him a hand setting the events up and stuff. I call myself a help, but he might call me a hindrance, to be honest. But I'd give him a hand, and I'd always say to the boys, I'd say, I could do that job there where he's speaking in the middle of the cage, and they'd all say, no you couldn't. And lo and behold, a few years later, I had a phone call off Ricky Wright, and he said, look, there's a gig I can't do incidentally, do you fancy it? And that was the start of something, really. I just never stopped. I was lucky enough then to, get given the nod by Shaky and by Colin Mould with Cage Warriors, and I've just been fortunate enough that I've taken opportunities when they come my way, and it's gone on from there.
Love it. I mean, you mentioned you've been down to Tulare Combat. Does that mean have you had any encounters with any of the guys down there, maybe Jack, Richard or Marshman or anything like that?
I'm not much of a fighter, do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, I had a go when I was up there, but I've rolled with a couple of the guys. It's no secret, like the levels at that place are insane. Do you know what I mean? There's there never was an easy kind of role on the mat ever. Do you know what I mean? You're training with people who really are dedicated to the cause and who know nothing but hard work and dedication.
What is it about that gym? Because like, The people who come out of that gym, they seem to have such a maturity and a level-headedness about them. Like, what is the environment like inside Tulare Combat?
I think it comes down to a lot of things. I mean, what struck a chord for me was definitely the respect that that Richard Shaw instills in all his fighters. You go into that gym and you leave your ego at the door, and there's no need for a sign or anything like that. I mean, you walk in and you know that you've just, any kind of preconceived idea about yourself you have as being a tough guy or this, that, or the other, you've just got to drop it. And you go in there and everyone's so respectful to each other. And I mean, it's something that just improves people, because nobody sees themselves as being the big guy I am. And that's the best way people develop, because nobody has any ego problems. Don't get me wrong, it's a gym in the Welsh valleys, and stereotypically people who who live in the valleys and who are brought up, they do have a certain amount of mental toughness, because the valleys are a place of poverty, and statistically it is a deprived area, so people do come into the gym with a certain amount of mental toughness, and when they can translate that into something positive, then they really turn themselves into a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I've always noticed that about Jack. Like, he does seem to have that level head, even when with the big knockouts, and all of a sudden Twitter's calling for him to go to the UFC and things, and he's just quite level headed about it, and that's one thing I've always liked about Jack. And but he seems to remain confident at the same time as being humble, which is something I like about him. And he's had this confidence going into all his fights now, and I was speaking to him earlier, and he said the confidence hasn't changed for him going into this, the biggest test of his career. I mean, I think with Jack, there's so much hype around him. I was asking him, is the hype around him becoming a bit of a factor? Is it maybe a burden? You know, is it pressure on his shoulders? What do you think about that? Like, do you think he's able to handle that hype well going into this one?
There's no other way I can say it. I mean, you know, Jack's had kind of, you know, hype on him then, if you want, to a certain degree since he first stepped on a competition mat, so to speak. You know, when he was doing the jiu-jitsu comps, and he'd clean up there, and you know, he seems to clean up everywhere he goes, like. And but he's always handled the pressure really well. I mean, you know, he's always said that he doesn't get nervous, and to be honest, when you see him on fight day, he never seems particularly nervous, or you know, he's not cocky, he's not arrogant, he's just you know, he's just Jack. It's just the way he does things. He's quiet, he's measured, he's level-headed, and that's it. What you see is what you get. I don't see any nerves. I mean, you know, I'm not around him before the fight, but you know, when I see him during the day, and when other people see him during the day, you don't really feel any nerves radiating off him. He's just calm and very collected, to be honest.
Yeah, I got that from him. And you know, going into this one now, I mean, like I said about the hype, like the fans around him, like, I mean, even though Paddy's on the card, like, Jack is still the biggest draw of the night, and the fans are going to be, you know, screaming for him. You're someone who's been stood in the middle of that arena. What is it like? Like, what are the crowds like, especially in Wales? It just seems that these fans, especially for Jack, they just seem to be on another level of rowdiness.
Oh, it's amazing. It's, you know, you can't describe it. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, there's some big atmospheres when you go around UK MMA, and you know, I know Liverpool produces a special atmosphere. I've been lucky enough to work up there in my time as an MC, but personally, for me, Wales is another level. Do you know what I mean? Especially the way they get behind their own. As soon as, you know, for me, as soon as I say a Welsh fighter's name, I'm greeted with a cacophony of noise. I'd be surprised if anyone can actually hear what I'm saying, or even cares about what I'm saying, to be honest. As soon as I say a Welsh fighter's name, do you know what I mean? Yeah. No one really cares what I say. They just want to make sure that fighter knows that they've got the backing of the entire arena or stadium.
I remember I was at Cage Warriors 97. I've got a video on my phone of Jack being announced, and you, like you said, you literally can't hear the announcer. You can just hear the crowd screaming and singing that song. And going into this one, I was speaking to Jack about, you know, what he thought about the matchup for him, and he said that all his critics keep saying how good a wrestler his opponent is, but Jack was telling me that it doesn't really bother him because he's never even been on his back to begin with in a fight. Stylistically, and just from you know, bias aside, going into this matchup, what are you making of the matchup, and how do you see this one going?
Look, I think it's made a good matchup. Look, as soon as our belt arrives in Wales, it's not going to be going back over that bridge. Do you know what I mean? Okay. It's not going to be crossing that border back into England. I can't see. It's going to be a good matchup. You know, I think it'll be a good fight. I think Mike Eckendale will be a good fight for Jack. But look, Jack hasn't really been able to showcase his wrestling, in my opinion, in his fights. And you know, there was a time where everyone was calling Jack out as being a grappler, you know, even though he'd won a Welsh vest as a boxer and he represented Wales, people were calling him out as a grappler. And then all of a sudden he showed his hands, and you know, now you've got the odd person saying, oh well, you know, we haven't seen his wrestling, this, that and the other. Like, you know, it'll come. Do you know what I mean? I haven't wrestled with Jack for years, but you know, when I did, he was fantastic, and he was, you know, he was levels above. So I can't imagine what it's like now. I wouldn't be like to be pinned up against a fence by him anyway, and he's much lighter than me.
No, exactly. That's exactly what he was saying to me. And so I think you, as well as us, are calling for a Jack win on that one. But you know, the main event is being talked about pretty much, you know, more than anything by a country mile put together. Yeah. But you know, there's some other Welsh talent on the card, and I think a big fan favourite is Crazy Horse, is Josh Reed. Going into his fight against Scott Malone, I think he's on a 2-loss streak, I think, off the top of my head, and his opponent's on a 5-win streak. And you know, I think we're all pulling for Josh to turn this around. Do you think he's going to be able to turn that around, because he was undefeated before these two losses?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to see Josh walk out of there with a win at all. Like you said, I know he had suffered those two losses against Nathaniel Wood and Brian Brulin, respectively. But I mean, you know, okay, although we haven't seen him as an active fighter throughout 2018, I know that he's, you know, he will have been working hard. I don't think it's like Josh to sit on his laurels or to lick his wounds. He'll have been going to work, and you know, he's someone else who's literally like a sponge. He will absorb information and he'll retain it. So, you know, do not be surprised if you see a completely revamped Josh Reed step in that cage. And yeah, I definitely think it's a winnable fight for him.
Awesome. I mean, I think that is one of the most, you know, anticipated fights from the Welsh fans' perspective. And similarly, not as big as a name, but, you know, a bit of a cult hero around these parts is Aaron Khalid. I mean, you know, he's been training, you know, he trains with Lewis Long and people like that, and he's got that experience around him down at the Matt Academy. You know, how do you see his fight going? Because he's got a tough opponent in his Norwegian counterpart.
Yeah, definitely. Håkon Foss is it? Apologies if I'm saying it wrong. I believe it's Håkon Foss that he's facing. Yeah, but no, I mean, like you said, Aaron trains at the Matt Academy. He trains alongside people like Lewis Long, and you know, the Matt Academy do produce some fantastic talent and some fantastic fighters. I mean, you know, we've seen Lewis Long in some fantastic battles over the years, and yeah, again, I can see Aaron Khalid walking away from this with a win. I mean, he goes in there with a good record. His last fight, he defeated Jamie Richardson, I believe, by rear naked choke in the first round. So, yes, it's definitely going to be a tough test for him, the fight against Foss. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see him walk away with his hand raised at the end of the fight.
Love it. I mean, the other notable name, at least, on the card, being Chris Edwards going into his fight, currently riding, I think, a 3-win streak. I'd correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, another fan favorite, and you know, over the times he's got a bit of criticism due to his record not being, you know, too far in the win column. But you know, do you see him being presented with a big problem in Aidan Stephen?
Yeah, I think Chris lost to Brian Boulon last time out. I know he's got a record of 12-10, and like you said, he's coming up against Scotsman Aidan Stephen, who's got a 4-1 record. I noticed that the majority of Aidan's wins came by submission, and you know, we know that Chris is a durable opponent, as well as just being completely awkward sometimes when you're up against him. So, you know, again, definitely a winnable fight for Chris. You know, he is the more experienced of the two, and I think that could definitely, excuse me, play into his favour. You know, I think we could see Chris. Chris has got a fantastic stand-up game as well. He's got really good hands, really good feet, as well as having an excellent ground game. So all round, he's a very good fighter. So, I mean, you know, if he doesn't want to take this fight to the ground, then I think equally we could definitely see him doing the business on the feet.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's nice to see, from my perspective anyway, at least some more Welsh talent getting some recognition rather than, you know, Jack and Mason. I know Mason's not on this one, so I think a couple of the boys will be thankful for that one. So yeah, obviously we got the main card, and everyone's excited for that already. But you know, you're announcing the amateur card. You know, tell some of the guys listening, you know, what is it about this amateur card that they should get excited about, and why should they get down there early to watch it?
Okay, so the amateur card is basically it's the culmination of the Cage Warriors Grand Prix. So Cage Warriors will be crowning European champions in their respective weight divisions, amateur European champions in their respective weight divisions, and the winner, so the champion, will then, I believe, don't quote me on this, get awarded a 5-fight professional contract with Cage Warriors. Oh, wow. if they wish to accept it. So
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, stakes are high in the amateur bouts, but apart from that, I mean, Cage Warriors are bringing through like the creme de la creme of amateurs. Like, they really are bringing through the top amateur guys, not even in Wales or, you know, the UK. I mean, you've got some of the best amateurs in Europe who fight under the Cage Warriors banner, and Cage Warriors are giving these amateurs a platform to perform at the highest level on, you know, the best show in Europe, and, you know, in my opinion, the number two mixed martial arts platform in the world. So, you know, whenever you're going to watch a Cage Warriors card, whether it's amateur matchups or professional matchups, you know that you're definitely getting a fantastic fight. I mean, you know, one that springs to mind for me is the war that Oban Elliott had with Josh Hudson on the Cage Warriors Academy card in Ebervale. These were two Welsh guys who were fighting for the for sort of the Welsh spot then in this Grand Prix competition. And to be honest, if that was a final, then nobody would have been shocked. They were. And that was a fantastic fight between two absolute warriors who put on a fantastic mixed martial arts performance. And like I said, nobody would have complained if that was the final going down on Saturday, December 8th in the Ice Arena.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I like that because, like, you know, a lot of main card matches and things like that, they, you know, the stakes aren't really too high for them. You know, they're just sort of like, it's just giving people work, at, you know, in some cases. But I think with these amateur ones, you know, I think it's got that extra spice to it. You know, maybe not so you know, you're not sure if it's a deal or not, but there's definitely the potential for a deal, and they have to prove themselves. So I think, you know, in a way, there's a lot more on the line for these guys who haven't made, you know, real money out of this yet. So it's good to see, because they're going to be fighting for a lot more than just the win.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, don't forget that, you know, you've got to put a good performance in as well, because, you know, the who's who in Cage Warriors obviously is going to be there as well. You know, you've got people like the president, Graham Boylan, who's going to be watching. And, you know, make no mistake about it, Graham knows everybody who fights under the Cage Warriors banner. And, you know, he's got an eye on the fighters that he thinks have really got the potential to set the world alight, and, you know, especially in, you know, in MMA terms. And he knows exactly who he thinks is going to make a good fighter in the coming years.
I love it, man. And, you know, the last question I'm going to ask now is that, so Cage Warriors 100 is, you know, it is the biggest card the Cage Warriors have put together. Why do you think they chose Cardiff? I mean, they could have gone to Liverpool, like you said. What is it about these Cardiff crowds? And are they going to be a big factor to all these Welsh fighters? Because I feel like, you know, they'll get behind anyone who's Welsh, no matter if they know them or not.
I was thinking about this this earlier, right? And like you said, Cage Warriors could have gone to Liverpool. They could have gone to London. But they chose to come to Wales. Now, I think that says an awful lot about the ascendancy of Welsh MMA and the current state of Welsh mixed martial arts. It shows that Wales really is a hotbed. And you hear the phrase, kind of, forgotten nation no more. And with this Cage Warriors 100 card, we really aren't. And it's testament to the hard work that people have put in for years, you know, like Richard Shaw and Colin Mould with the Pain Pit shows, and then that turned into Cage Warriors Academy, and now they've managed to build up this fantastic roster of Welsh fighters that they can provide for Cage Warriors. And, you know, but that's what brings Cage Warriors here, is the fact that we've got amazing fighters, we've got amazing fans, and now they're understanding the potential that Wales has got, and, you know, they want to showcase that to the world. And like I said, it's a testament to those people who've worked tirelessly behind the scenes, not just since Cage Warriors came here, since before Cage Warriors came here, the people who tried to get MMA off the ground in Wales years ago, you know, that's their hard work is culminating in a massive event like this. And, you know, that's the recognition factor that they deserve. And yeah, you're going to see the Welsh crowd get behind anybody who walks out with that dragon draped around their shoulders on come a week Saturday.
Awesome, man. I mean, I agree. I mean, even, you know, these Cage Warriors events, they're streamed on, you know, UFC Fight Pass for the world to see. And I remember, you know, after Cage Warriors 97, going going on like Twitter and seeing all these fans from America talking about, you know, how rowdy the crowds are and stuff like that. People who hadn't even heard of Wales as a country before. So I think it's doing a lot for the country, you know, not just the sport. Yeah, so man, look, we're going to be down there on the night. Obviously, you're down there on the night. You're an important part of the show. We'll be there backstage. We're hopefully going to interview with you on the night and have a catch up.
Yeah, definitely. Come and give me a tap on the shoulder once my part's done, and I'll be happy to have a chat with you.
Will do, man. Really appreciate this. Thanks for coming on.